This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome to Vancouver Consumer. I'm Sterling Fox, in for the vacationing Martin Strong. Graham Huge and the My House Design Build team will join us with a special guest and all sorts of news on the design renovation front in just a few minutes. But first, here are some of the consumer stories we're watching this week. Work at BRP factories will likely stay at a standstill until next week after a cyber attack, the Sea-Doo maker reported on Monday. This company was spun off from Bombardier in 2003. It employs nearly 20,000 workers, mainly at manufacturing and distribution sites here in Canada, along with Mexico, Austria, and the States. All products are sold in over 120 countries around the world. Well, Bombardier Recreational Products also makes Ski-Doos and off-road vehicles, announced on Monday it was the target of malicious cybersecurity activity and took immediate measures to contain the situation. They deployed its own information technology staff and hired cybersecurity experts to help support at the investigation. So they're hoping to resume manufacturing in Valcour in Quebec's eastern townships this coming Monday, says Bombardier Recreational Products. However, the rest of the operations remain temporarily suspended, and this may delay certain transactions with customers and suppliers. This freeze comes at a tough time for BRP as supply chain woes weighed on sales in the first quarter, with more input obstacles expected on the power sport vehicle maker's path for the rest of the year. Oh, and here's a curiosity I learned this week from Bob Kronbauer over at the New West Record. Did you know that the green hard hats you see hanging from electrical wires all over BC once belonged to an apprentice power line technician? Well, it's true. After taking a year-long technician course, apprentices get to work with BC Hydro, and then they wear green helmets. They apprentice for almost 4 years, and then they're qualified as journeymen. And at that point, they graduate into wearing white helmets. So tradition and a rite of passage demand they hang that green hard hat on the last power line they worked on as an apprentice. They don't stay there forever, by the way. The next time the line gets worked on, down comes the hard hat. So, now you know. Thanks, Bob. Coming right up, Graham Huge and the My House Design Build team. Stay with us. It's Vancouver Consumer, right here on CKNW.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
And welcome back to Vancouver Consumer. I'm Sterling Fox, in for Martin Strong this Saturday afternoon, joined by Graham Huge from My House Design Build Team. Graham, it's been a long time since you and I had a decent conversation on the radio. Welcome back, and how are you doing?
Great to hear your voice, Sterling. And yes, I think the last time you and I talked, we were sitting across from each other in the studio and having this same conversation about home improvements, renovations, new construction, and how we help people in the industry. We're doing fantastic. We are very fortunate. We've gone through these last 2 years, and we've experienced lots of different ups and downs, and we've helped our clients mitigate the various challenges that have been posed on us in society here in Vancouver and around the world. And now, you know, we're feeling some of the outfall of that in terms of maybe some product shortages and delays in materials. And there's obviously some work labor shortages, but we're very fortunate as a team and as a company, most of that is all in-house. And so we're very fortunate to have those things under control.
Well, you're lucky to have been and made it through the pandemic era relatively unscathed, Graham. Let's talk a little bit about today, the post-pandemic era in which we find ourselves. And of course, we're dealing with interest rates to go along with those supply chain and labor issues you just talked about. We're talking about interest rate increases, housing prices increases, strange times for real estate. A lot of people who might have been active in the real estate game have decided to sit on the sidelines and focus on improving what they already have rather than striving for more. How's business these days? You must be getting lots of calls.
Well, you know, that's exactly the case. I've always found, and in my 30 years, I've been through three very major economic downturns, if you will. If you include things, the effects of 9/11, the effects of the 2008 to 2012 downfall in the United States, and then these last 2 years and what we're experiencing right now. And we always find that when these things happen, people sort of cocoon. They focus, as you said, on their own home. It's their sanctuary. And during these last 2 years, we've all realized how important our homes are, how important that sanctuary is, and the ability to have a clean, healthy space for our family to dwell in, as well as to gather. And then, of course, we love to entertain, and it's great to entertain in a space you have control over. And so, yes, we are very busy. We get calls every day from people looking to do improvements, whether they're small kitchen and bathroom type renovations, or sometimes in today's economy, we're also seeing a lot of people where kids are moving back with parents, or parents are moving in with the kids, or they're just, you know, they're thinking through multi-generational in a different way, and people transition the use of their homes. They might have been in their home for 20 or 30 years. Well, now the use of their home is different. So we're changing how their home functions differently. And in fact, Sterling, you know, I happen to have a guest with us today. His name is Keenan, and he's one of our past clients. And many of the things I just talked about in terms of changing the use of space and the use of a home is what prompted Keenan and his family to do a renovation as well.
Well, Keenan, good afternoon and welcome to Vancouver Consumer. Tell us a little bit about your history with Graham Hugue and the My House Design Build team, please.
Yeah, Sterling, thank you very much. We've been a client of Graham and his team, I would say, since 2017 for many years and continue to be. We met Graham and his team at one of the home renovation shows, and we entrusted My House with a very personal decision to turn over the renovation of our home. It's a very personal space for us.
And what part of the city do you live in?
I live in the city of Surrey in the Fraser Heights area.
Oh, okay. So was it a major renovation then, Keenan? Did you decide finally to, okay, this is it. We're not going to move. We're not going to bother with the real estate dance. We're going to improve what we have.
Yeah, very much so. We did look at other locations, and we decided to focus on our existing home and renovate that. The first phase, and we did do it in phases, was a fairly major renovation of the entire ground floor, and it included space upstairs and downstairs. So it was a fairly major renovation. Phase two and three were the washrooms upstairs, as well as the master bedroom space and ensuite upstairs.
So, Graham, you have taught Keenan well, because as you listen to your client friend discussing phase one, two, and three, he has clearly followed your advice about making that master plan up front and working from that.
Well, a lot of people do look at their homes in projects, and so we try to encourage people that, you know, if you can set out a plan for the next 5 to 10 years or 2 to 5, 10 years of the things that you'd like to accomplish, and get that on paper and think it through, it makes it a lot easier in your decisions. And when you're doing, as Keenan talked about, phase one, trying to think through what are the things that I need to have in place or that I could do during phase one that affects the next phases. And, you know, it is more costly to do a project in phases in the end, but it allows people sometimes to live in their home while they're renovating.
Right.
It sometimes allows them to bite it off financially in smaller or different chunks. And then just to also, some people just need to test drive the process. It's a major thing to invite a company to come in and take your home apart and then try to put it back together the way you hope it's going to turn out. So it's a trust issue too. So with all those things in mind, we always encourage people, you know, is to hire a professional to think through the planning, the design, right from the beginning, and it makes construction that much easier once you have that master plan.
Interesting. By the way, Graham, Keenan mentioned that he first met you at one of those home trade shows. Now, you and I have talked about the value of your team showing up at shows like that. And clearly, here's an obvious benefit right here sitting beside you in our conversation today. Do you still do those trade shows? Do you still send reps out and meet people on the ground where they show up just being curious?
Yeah, I'm one of those reps. I'm a 30-year veteran of being part of the BC Home and Garden Show in the spring. And this coming fall, we'll be at the Vancouver Convention Center for the Fall Home Show.
Okay.
As well as we also do open houses. We just finished doing a parade of renovated homes, and we will have another one coming up this fall. And you can go onto our website and register for that. But one of the things that have come out as a positive through the time of COVID, we've all learned this word Zoom. So we now do weekly, and during the summer it's bi-weekly webinars. So Thursday nights, you can go onto our website. You can register for our webinars. We have webinars. I and my team, we do different topics. We have a topic of renovations and home improvements. We also have high performance custom homes and renovations, where we go through all the rebates that are available and the government grants available for energy savings. We also have a one on just condos and small projects. And we also have a kitchens and baths webinar as well. So one of the great things is you can be in your comfies at home with your favorite beverage and sitting down in a quiet space, and we can interact together for an hour or so on a Thursday night starting at 7 o'clock. So you can go onto our website and register for those. So all of those fall under the category, if you will, of trade shows or information opportunities. And,
sure,
you know, that's where we meet a lot of people.
Like, well, and again, you and I have been talking about this for years, and you learned the value of face-to-face interaction with people early on in the game. And by the way, friends, the website is My House Design Build, all one word, myhousedesignbuild.com. What are we talking about in terms of, we were listening to Keenan, and a fairly comprehensive overall renovation of a residence. Is that typical these days for you, Graham? Or what are the biggest requests right now that you're getting? You're getting calls every day, you've told us. What are most people interested in?
Well, the heart of the home is the kitchen. And some people are looking to just do a refresh of their kitchen.
Sure.
Some people are maybe looking to take their existing kitchen space, but try to reconfigure it. In the case of Keenan, we actually showed them that, as well as the opportunity to actually reconfigure their whole main floor and actually move their kitchen into a different location, allow for a more open space planning, including outdoor living, covered outdoor decks, because we love being outside, and we definitely learned that we love that. And for those who have the ability, not everyone does, but if they have the ability to have a nice deck and maybe a deck that can be covered and enjoying that outdoor space, I'm sure that Keenan and his family enjoy their outdoor space pretty much all year round.
Now, Keenan, when you went to talk to Graham and his team about the sort of renovation concepts you had in mind, did they take you beyond where you were thinking, or were they able to fall in with exactly what you had in mind? In other words, was the exchange of ideas mutually beneficial?
Our exchange of ideas were very open with each other, and they showed us what was certainly possible. We had an initial meeting on site, and I remember very distinctly mentioning to Graham and his team, they asked what I want to accomplish in this project, and I said, I'd like to stand at my front door and see through the house to the backyard.
Uh-huh.
And they told me we can do that, but I wasn't sure how, but I trusted Graham and his team to know how. And that was how it all started.
And from start to finish, in terms of the timeline, and again, this is a customer satisfaction observation I'm looking for, Keenan, because it was an extensive renovation, and as you mentioned earlier, done in three phases. But in terms of being on time, how did that work out?
Maybe talk about the first phase. How long did that take with plans and permits, and then how long was construction?
Yeah,
there you go.
The design and plans. The process, MineHouse, makes it very easy to follow. We spent about a year in that phase, maybe just under. And then once the permit was received, it was about a seven-month construction period, which for a major renovation is actually very efficient.
Mm-hmm. Graham, I suppose that reality has to be brought up in every conversation you're dealing with in terms of talking about renovations and modifications to residences and so on. You can't just show up one Monday morning and start working, can you? There's a permit process, and that really is almost out of your control. Once you submit the paperwork, everyone just twiddles their thumbs until somebody says, okay, at City Hall, right?
To a certain degree, that's correct. There are some projects, some small home improvements, where a building permit isn't required, maybe just a trade permit, like an electrical permit or a plumbing permit. And those are the types of renovations where someone is just taking their existing configuration and just changing. For example, the toilet stays in the same spot, but they just put a new toilet in. And the vanity stays in the same spot, they just put a new vanity in, and so
right.
on. And you can do the same in a kitchen. But what happens often is people want to upgrade not just the look with new materials, but maybe the better functionality. That might mean maybe opening a bit of a wall. And maybe
right.
that means moving some plumbing, moving some electrical. And that's often the things, types of things that will trigger what's called a building permit. And each municipality is different. We operate in all of the Lower Mainland municipalities,
right.
From the Fraser Valley to Lions Bay. And each of the municipalities operate slightly different and have different bylaws and also different timelines. And those timelines definitely have changed in these last 2 years. We've seen a definite spike in the number of people looking to do renovations and home improvements. Therefore, the municipalities have had a huge spike in the applications that have gone into City Hall for permits, but they haven't increased the number of people working at
right.
City Hall. So it definitely takes longer. And that's the biggest thing I tell people. If you make sure you have plenty of patience in the bank, it's actually probably better to have more patience than money. In these days, and just allow for the right amount of time and planning. We have people calling us today, and they're starting to realize, hey, I'm talking about a project in 2023, next year.
Mm-hmm.
But they're getting started now, and that's what I encourage people to do. If you're looking to do a project next year, start now. Don't be disappointed that you can have that discussion in December and someone's going to show up in your door even in March, because it is a process. And in addition to the process of permits, the process of ordering materials.
Sure.
People can experience 3 or 4 months wait for windows, doors, cabinetry, other types of things. Again, we can mitigate those times by having a good plan in place and thinking that through. And that's what we did with Keenan and their family, making sure that we have a calendar in place. They're aware of the calendar. We're able to order the materials in the right timely manner, have things show up at the right time. And, you know, this is construction. It doesn't always work out perfectly, but we've been able to mitigate most challenges.
All right, Graham, let me just take a quick break here. Lots more with Graham Huguet and the My House Design Build Team on Vancouver Consumer after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Back to Vancouver Consumer this Saturday afternoon. I'm Sterling Fox, sitting in for the vacationing Martin Strong, joined by Graham Huguet from My House Design Build Team. The website, it's a great website to check out, myhousedesignbuild.com. Lots of information there about upcoming webinars. Graham mentioned a couple, and we'll talk more about those in a few minutes, but you can register at the website for all of these webinars and check out all of the resources that the My House Design Build Team offers to you. The phone number is 604-MY-HOUSE, and they're always willing to answer any of your questions. And of course, you can join them on the website chat as well. Graham Huguet is with us, along with Keenan Kitasaka. And Mr. Kitasaka is a client guest joining us today. Keenan had a major renovation done on his home in Surrey in three phases. Keenan, how important was it for you as a client coming into this relationship to have that master plan? You said, of course, it took several years to get it all done because you opted to do the project in phases, but the big plan was done first and you filled it in as you could going forward. How important was it to have that plan, and how long did it take to put it together?
Well, you know, you're very right that, and Graham is too, that it's very important to have a plan and a vision for what you want to achieve. And for us, working with the My House team, we were able to formulate a plan and look at what each phase would do. They are, you know, connected together. Things that you do in the foundational work will affect what you do later on. So it's important that you do have a solid plan moving forward. And, you know, that was a critical part of the success of all three phases, I would say, all the entire project.
And it also, I'm sure, gave you a better understanding of the timeline and expectations to have going forward so that there were no surprises, essentially, right?
Yes. And, you know, Graham's team prepared us for a lot of these issues and anything that we can expect ahead. And while we were waiting for permits, we were able to meet fairly regularly with the team to go over some of these things. So, it was just a well-managed process.
Interesting. Graham, I have a kind of a strange question for you, but it really does flow out of the conversation because, as you pointed out at the beginning of our conversation earlier this hour, it is a time these days in which a great number of people have decided to not bother trying to sell the house and move somewhere else. Their decision is, let's live with what we've got. We really like it. It's been here forever, but it really needs some improvement. So let's just renovate what we have. And with large numbers of people making the same decision at approximately the same time, suddenly there's a great demand for those who do renovations or construction, or at least who claim to do renovation or construction. So how does a consumer know which one to choose?
Yeah, that is a great question. And when I answer that for people, I try and be unbiased about it. I encourage people, first of all, to know that there are organizations they can find quality people through. The Canadian Home Builders Association, which the local chapter is called Haven, Home Builders Association of Vancouver. Okay. And, you know, you can go onto their website and you can be able to see some of the quality people. Find out, you know, who has got their proper licensing in place and their certifications. A lot of people, they know that a plumber, for example, has to have a license. An electrician needs to have a license. Even an engineer, of course, has to have a license. And they've gone through a four-year apprenticeship program and they have a certification. They've proven they know what they're doing. And then they even have a separate license with each municipality they work in. What a lot of people don't know is that renovators don't need any licensing. And that's going to change in the next few years, starting in the city of Vancouver and then moving to the other municipalities. But right now, anyone can say, I'm a renovator. Right. And that's a very difficult thing. And a lot of times people will just look at photographs on a website, which is a good place to start. They may even have some letters of reference from a client, and that's a good place to start as well. But I encourage people to do their due diligence. Get letters from trades and suppliers, making sure they pay their bills on time and that their current financial situation is in good shape, because it's very difficult right now where we see whenever there's a change in the economy, we also see, unfortunately, businesses going under or challenges financially. You got to make sure that whoever you're dealing with has their house in order. And then also you want to go and check out where they work, how they work. You should be able to go see projects that are in construction, more importantly than finished projects. For ourselves, we don't invite people to people's finished homes because that's their house. That's where they live. Of course. As much as we will have those finished projects on our website, we've got great videos and pictures, but we will take people to projects in construction. And we did the same thing, made that available to Keenan and his family if they wanted to see projects in construction, see what do we put people through and how do we keep a site clean or is it clean? Those types of things. So do your diligence. I encourage you to look for people who actually hold their certification with the Home Builders Association of a renovation professional. That is equivalent to basically a bachelor's degree in renovations and new construction and design. Make sure people have a good track record. And I do a webinar. Basically, we do a webinar every Thursday or during the month of August, every other Thursday. And okay. The first thing we talk about is how do you vet people? What things you should look for? Better Business Bureau. We hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So that's one, not the only, but that's one of the places that people want to check out. And so those are types of things you want to do. Maybe ask Keenan what he did to vet us or to look at other companies as well.
Well, I was going to ask you, Keenan, because I'm glad you brought up the point about the Better Business Bureau A-plus rating. I mean, that if you're going to do homework, and especially if you're going to spend money on your own home, and typically these things are not cheap, then chances are you're going to want to do some good homework before you part with your hard-earned after-tax dollars. And the Better Business Bureau is a pretty good place to start. Keenan, what did you do by way of vetting Graham and the My House Design Build team?
Well, first of all, I want to say that we did a lot of what Graham suggested when we met with the My House team. But before that, we did talk to others. Decided that the My House team was technically very good. We wanted to engage with them. We were confident that they could deliver the project. Our project was somewhat challenging with respect to some of the structural work and things. So that part was very important to me. And it is a relationship. So when we met with Graham's team, we found that we were all on the same page. And there was really good communication, and that's really important. That was important to us, my wife and I and our family. Mm-hmm. And it was important that we be kept in the loop along the way. And they do that very well here.
Was it helpful, Keenan, that they took you to a job site and allowed you the opportunity to see the crews doing their work in advance of working on your house? Did that give you an element of confidence about what was going to happen soon at your place?
Yes. It showed me, and I'm an engineer, so it showed me that they are doing everything, in my view, the right way. And they also took us through an open house or two, and that gave us some new ideas, and that was very helpful as well.
Interesting stuff. Now, you mentioned by way of checking credentials and authenticity of individuals or companies, Graham, one other category that perhaps you modestly overlooked was awards, and My House Design Build team has scooped a few of those in recent years. Tell us more, please.
Well, in fact, Keenan and his family were finalists for both the Georgie Awards for the province as well as for the Local Haven Awards. You know, we've been very fortunate over the years that our peers, and that's who basically judges these various award competitions, mm-hmm. You know, have found it that, you know, we've been a recipient of awards for small projects, kitchens, bathrooms, condos, outdoor living, landscaping. But we've also been a recipient in new construction. Just recently, we've been a finalist for the BC Georgie Awards Best Custom Builder in British Columbia. But the one that I'm most proud of is our Customer Satisfaction Award from the Home Builders Association, as well as for the last 7 consecutive years, we've been BC's Renovator of the Year. And that's not just based on, you know, a nice project or a nice website. They do a very thorough investigation. They actually poll our clients all of our clients from the year. They get a rating from a third-party organization about customer satisfaction. They look at your fiscal responsibilities. They look at how you operate as a company, your green initiatives. We're very, very green conscious and built green certified as well. And then they also look at your community service and what you put back into the community. And so we're, you know, it's a hard enough award to win once, and we're very fortunate to have won it 7 years in a row.
Fantastic, and congratulations, too. I'm on the website right now, Graham, myhousedesignbuild.com, because I want to talk about the webinars. You are saying that in the month of August, they're every second Thursday, but typically your outfit does a webinar a week on an ongoing basis. So when is the next one, and what's it about?
Well, it's next Thursday, 7 o'clock, and you can just register. It's free. And we'll be talking about home improvements and renovations. And as we get into September, every week there's a different topic. There's condo and townhouse renovations, because, of course, dealing with stratas is quite different.
Sure.
We also have a webinar just on kitchens and baths, because almost every project we do involves kitchens and baths for some reason. And that's the center of almost every topic. And I'm not saying everyone's doing that, but that's like 99% of the people. And then we also have a specialized webinar on high performance renovations and custom homes. And today, the emphasis is a lot on energy efficiency. And
yes,
you hear on the radio and the television, you'll hear advertisements about rebates and government grant incentives. And even since Keenan finished his project, you know, there's even a lot more available. We just finished having a client who received we helped them get $20,000 back in rebates and government grants. And that included everything from new windows, doors, energy efficient heating and cooling, insulation, as well as even solar panel upgrades. So you can get money back federally up to $5,000 to putting solar on your home. So there's a lot available. So we go through that on a webinar.
Mm-hmm.
There's just lots of information, and we make it open for everyone to ask their questions specific to their project. And so it's not just us talking to people,
sure,
but interacting with people. So it's a great place to start.
And I'm glad you mentioned stratas and condo environments, because we've been sort of talking in general terms mostly about single family homes. And you're quite right. Certainly modifications and renovations are possible, but you're absolutely right. It's a very different process. And you'll learn how to deal with that at the webinar on kitchen and bath coming up on the 18th. Lots of details at Graham's excellent website, myhousedesignbuild.com. The phone number is 604-MY-HOUSE. Graham Huguet, we're about out of time this afternoon. It's a pleasure to have had a few moments to spend with you after, lo, these many years. Continued success. And Keenan, thank you for joining us as well.
Thanks, Sterling. Great to hear from you, and stay healthy.
Take care, Sterling.
We'll be right back.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Our thanks to Graham Huguet and the My House Design Build team, and to Keenan Kitasaka for joining us on this edition of Vancouver Consumer. Here's a story you probably heard a few times this week. One more before we go. The Canada Revenue Agency says it'll be sending e-notifications about those uncashed checks to 25,000 of us this month. The feds say it is approximately $1.4 billion worth of uncashed checks in its coffers. They've accumulated over the years, some going back as far as 1998. Now, each year, the CRA issues millions of payments in the form of benefits and refunds, but some checks remained uncashed for various reasons, including misplacing a check or changing addresses. Another 25,000 Canadians will receive e-notifications in November, and another 25,000 more next May. The CRA launched a campaign in February of 2020 to get Canadians to cash their checks, and says so far more than $800 million has been turned back to taxpayers. The CRA says Canadians can check if you have uncashed payments by logging in or signing up for an online CRA account. If you don't have a CRA account, you're not going to know whether you have a check outstanding or not. You may want to register, and you may be in for a surprise. And that is this episode of Vancouver Consumer. With thanks to producer Leonardo Coelho, I'm Sterling Fox, in for Martin Strong. Stay tuned. Angela Calla and the Mortgage Team, coming up next, right here on Vancouver Consumer on CKNW.
The proceeding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.